flames engulf homes near London. Shortly after the UK's record temperature was smashed, the London Fire Brigade declared a major incident, with blazes breaking out across the capital and across the UK.
The London Fire Brigade in particular is dealing with a number of large-scale incidents spread right across the capital and assisting partners in the home counties as well. So all of the emergency services, both in London and our home counties, are under significant pressure at the moment.
Fire ravaged trees along this road in Kent. The danger, though, was not just from the flames. Health warnings were issued to protect vulnerable groups such as the elderly and young children, at risk from dehydration, heat exhaustion and heat stroke. But with temperatures likely to peak more frequently, emergency doctor Kavyan Kulasabarnathan says it is the poor who will bear the brunt of a hotter Britain.
This is a public health emergency. So this climate crisis that we're talking about isn't this abstract thing in the future. If you live in poor quality housing, you know, the housing stock that we have in the UK, it's too cold in the winter, it's too hot in the summer. It's those who live in poor quality housing, working class and racialised communities that are most likely to suffer overheating within their houses. These are the people at the sharp end of the climate crisis, the economic crisis, and least responsible for those two things as well.
In the London district of Bermondsey, 72-year-old Frances Stoat was trying to keep cool on her balcony, a respite from the heat inside her council flat.
Come up there then.
Well, you can feel it now, aren't you? And regardless of the bit of sun being there, we don't get that sun very often, but what you've got now is the heat that we get every time. It's absolutely degrading round here. If they knocked us down, it'd be a blessing.
Elsewhere, youngsters enjoyed the weather. The lighter side of a worrying picture for a country that was once wet and cold. The record temperatures in the UK have brought with them a host of problems, from wildfires to pressures on the transport system and on the health of a population not used to these conditions. With climate scientists saying that the worst is yet to come, the country may have to learn to adapt as quickly as possible. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, London.